Welcome back, everyone. Radical Russ here in Vancouver, British Columbia at the Cannabis Hemp Expo. And I'm here at Molta, cannabisproducts.ca. And a gentleman with a Molta shirt, Brock, is here with us. And he's got, it's the Mexican Day of the Dead kind of look going on here. How you doing, Brock?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
He lured me in here with the promise of gummy bears. Obviously, appealing to the youth people. Tell us about what you got going on.
Sure. So Molta is an edible company. We produce medical edibles for a range of people and products. We have like 90 varieties. We also do topicals. Have an organic line, a vegan organic line, as well as our best-selling jellies. They work really, really well. I'm really into topicals right now, I'll tell you the truth. Me, myself, I bud tend most of the time, so I deal with a lot of different folks. And right now, I've been noticing a lot of folks coming in looking for a topical solution to their pain issues. Great way to get into it. Yeah, for sure.
I was fortunate enough to catch Congressman Dana Rohrabacher in the United States admitting to his use of the topical. My mom, she's 69. She swears by them. I bring them back to her all the time. So you feel this is like a way that we're kind of breaking through to the older demographic.
Yeah, so exactly that. Where I bud tend, actually, I would say the demographic is 45 and older. Over 1,000 members right now, and definitely a lot of females as well. I have a majority of my members are chronic pain patients, and the majority of them are not first-time cannabis users, but what I'd say would be an unexperienced user, someone who's used to using cannabis in the non-medical sense of the way, or has in the very past.
Yeah.
So introducing them to really interesting products that are both finished really nicely, taste great, and the topicals smell amazing and work, is a great way to exactly to break through in the new market. So topicals, really not scary. I can put it on your hand right here, and within a couple of minutes, you might start feeling some results. So that's like, wow, if I can get that from this, what else am I missing out on?
Right.
And then we work into CBD a lot of the time and then start into the THC later down the road. But it's exactly that. It's a slow process. It's an organic process. And if your bud tender is responsible, then they'll take you through the step-by-step if you're an unexperienced user. But if you're an experienced user, we have tons of stuff too.
Well, I got to say, the little shot of gummy bears, they're very tasty and crunchy too. Kind of got like a sugary crunch on them.
Yeah, so those are vegan organic, which is sort of neat for the marketplace. I love having an option for the people who are vegan nowadays, because there is so many of them, and it's a great lifestyle, I guess. I don't know. I still eat meat.
I can't give up bacon myself, but I'm from Portland, Oregon, so we have a ton of vegans, and so this is something that's going to really appeal. I see all sorts of stuff here. I like these balms and creams. I overheard you talking to someone about how these would be useful for tattoos.
Oh, yeah, sure. So that's great. Cool. I'm really into topicals right now. I've been using the balm as my tattoo goo, per se, as a replacement. I find it heals my stuff way faster. It holds the color better for some weird reason. And I get this like tingly feeling when I use it. It's like, I don't want to say it's healing it, but I guess it is. I don't know. It's magic, man.
We got caramel cheddar popcorn, cotton candy.
The cotton candy's crazy.
180 milligrams of THC in the cotton candy. Now, this is something we're finding in the States, is we got a lot of the states that are pushing for these limits of 10 milligrams and stuff.
Yeah, so that's a perfect example. I'm really into responsible bud tending and making sure that over medication doesn't happen, especially with new clientele, because it's the easiest way to lose a client and lose someone to marijuana. It's like, hey, I over ate that and I had a terrible experience. I'm never using that again. I'm going to do something else, which usually is opiates, which sucks because that's hard on the body. So really great is way is just dosing, is talking to the patient about the dose they're about to take. Starting low and going slow. It's really simple. Most of the time when someone comes in, and I think you heard me talk to somebody about it already, if they're unexperienced with cannabis and they want to get into eating THC, I usually try to start with a 10 to 15 milligram dose. I do that for a couple reasons. I'm in Canada, so we're a little different in the terms of our regulatory system.
Yeah.
Sort of different. I'm in a gray market, per se. But I still like to use the analogy of Colorado and how they brought in the 10 milligram per unit. Not saying that's the best way for all people to medicate, but saying it's a really good starting point for an unexperienced user.
Fantastic. It's Molta, M-O-T-A, cannabisproducts.ca. Is there any other contact or product info you want to give out?
Instagram, our VHO bot, what's it, at VHO bot adventures. You got to check that out. I've got that little VHO bot, man, he's running around with me all over the world right now. It's great.
Right on. Thank you so much, Brock, for talking to us. This is awesome setup you got here.
Cool. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. I hope to see you again.